Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, welcome back. We had a little incident in the company cafeteria just now. You're such a nerd.
Is everything okay?
No, Sam, it's not.
We are running out of answers for Dana's persistent cough. We know that she went and got tested yesterday. It's not allergies.
Did we try the antacid before we went to bed?
I could not get to the pharmacy before I got home last night. I have a prescription waiting for me. I'm going to go straight there after work.
So have you ever seen on TV the commercials for Vinage, the nose cleanser?
Navage,
thank you. Navage. We did kind of the ugly step cousin of Navage out in the company cafeteria, a nasal cleanse.
Oh, the great value version.
Yeah.
I have
Dr.
a headache.
Dr. Ned's nasal cleanse.
I feel like I'm choking and drowning at the same time, and I'm still coughing.
She said it felt like she was being waterboarded.
It feels very much like you're choking, like you dive into a pool and you breathe in, and I don't like that feeling, and so I couldn't get it done. It says it's supposed to gently. The models in the videos that are all doing it are like, oh, I'm so happy to have water shoved up my nose where it doesn't belong. Yeah, they're all beautiful and their nails are done. I'm like, I just love it. It's so natural to do this.
Did it look like Scott was trying to drown you?
It's disgusting. And it didn't work. And I feel like I'm drowning and I'm still coughing.
Wait, what part of the company kitchen did you do it in? Because oh, man.
We did it over the sink.
Dang it. There's no camera in there.
No,
we filmed it. It's on Facebook.
Oh, nice.
I just kept choking and blowing it out.
Because in the videos that we were watching before we did it,
just gently.
It's a gentle, like liquid massage up your nasal passage.
It just comes right down the other one.
And you go up the left and it comes out the right and vice versa. This would go up and come right back out of the same nostril that we were squirting it in.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe she's got a clog.
No, now I have allergies and a migraine. That's what
we really
just figured out. No, I do have a little bit of a headache. It was funny.
Sorry.
I'm glad we did it. I'm never doing it again. It's called Neil Med. I don't know who Neil is, but I don't like you. Neil.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Thank you for helping me.
Well, I tried.
It's worth a try.
That's exactly right. I tried. A couple of stories just to bring to your attention. We always like to mention the, not because we enjoy it, but because we think it's important, the car recalls on the show. Ford Motor Company saying today it is recalling 39,000 SUVs after reports of 16 fires, advising owners to park their vehicles outdoors and away from structures until they get it fixed. The recall covers some 2021 model Ford Expeditions and Lincoln Navigators. It was prompted by an engine compartment fire that could occur when the car is parked or being driven, even with the ignition off.
That's great. Do you know how they probably figured this out? Houses started burning down with these things in the garage.
They've had 16 fires in these cars. So they have recalled some 2021 Ford Expeditions and Lincoln Navigators.
Just under 40,000 of them.
Yep.
Dang.
So there's that one.
Can I ask a question?
You can ask whatever you
want. Have they found the driver of that truck off of 1900 Road in Douglas County? What?
Oh, that one.
Yes.
Yeah. See,
they have the truck.
They do.
But they still haven't said who struck and killed who struck the motorcycle that killed the 9-year-old girl.
Correct. As far as I know, they have not found the driver of that white van. And they still, I thought you were going up to Polo, Missouri.
Well, we can go up there.
They are now asking anyone and everybody who has any sort of video recording equipment.
On that day from this is the arson story.
Mm-hmm. This is the serial arsonist up in Polo, out in rural Polo.
Yes, great-great-grandmother was killed in one of the fires. I think there were three or four structure fires total.
There were three houses that were set on fire all within a 24-hour period, and in one of them, a 96-year-old woman was killed. She was inside a house that was set on fire. The Caldwell County Sheriff's Department is asking for people who live on Southwest Highway 116 and State Route D that have a camera system that faces the road to contact them. This request by the department is in connection with a series of three apparent arson fires that occurred on May 10th.
Okay, can I ask a question and you're going to think I'm... Wouldn't it just be quicker for them to knock on the doors and say, do you have a ring?
It probably would be, yes.
I mean, I've looked at this area. We had someone call in who was there that day.
Right.
These homes are a mile apart.
Yeah.
In a very sparsely populated area that isn't even Polo. It's like north and east or whatever it was of Polo.
Correct.
And he said it's just a few farmhouses.
Right. It is. And that's
like, I don't mind passing on the information, but if you live on that road, I mean, do you not... Why wouldn't they just go and knock and say, hey?
Yeah, and I'm no detective, but the fact that they're asking people to come tells me they've got nothing. Nothing. And I just, you know, and this isn't a knock on their detective work or their law enforcement skills or anything. You've just got, I mean, when you're talking about rural Missouri or Kansas or rural anywhere in America, I mean... Let's be honest, there aren't a lot of neighborhood watch programs going on up in rural Polo, Missouri. If you see something, then obviously you know, but there aren't a lot of people to see anything. And here comes some moron who's setting houses on fire, kills a woman. And most people, while these things are going on, are probably, you know, way back into the field working their crops or whatever, tending to the cows or whatever. They're not paying attention to a little dirt road down the way. So anyway, if you're up in rural Caldwell County on 116 or State Route D, and you've got a camera system that faces the street, they're asking you to let them know. Okay. And then this story out of KCK, it's from Fox 4. Weeks after being attacked by a pit bull, one Kansas woman says she is still traumatized. The dog that bit her was no stranger. Oh. Tamika McLean said it belonged to her next-door neighbor. McLean said it happened about 3 weeks ago when she was outside with her Yorkie named Younging. The pit bull jumped my fence, and at the time I thought he was chained to that fence. The dog jumped up and put my entire hand in his mouth. He knocked me to the ground. He then killed her dog, the pit bull did.
No.
Yep. What bothers her most is seeing the dog outside every day after she claims she was told it would stay in animal services custody until a court date in June.
We're going to let the dog out till June?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Let's talk about the AirPod lawsuit. I don't want to say it's one of my favorite stories of the day, but it's interesting enough that we have to talk about this. So you know when there is a severe weather alert, when there's an amber alert, some of your phones are set up for these for silver alerts, you will get a tone, and it is specifically to get your attention, hey, look at your phone, we've got an amber alert. Apparently, there was a kid in Texas who was playing on some device, and he was listening to the device through earbuds.
Sure.
The family is now suing, claiming that he suffered permanent hearing loss when the amber alert that was issued for some child in distress came through the AirPod buds and shattered one of his eardrums.
How loud do you have those things
on? Well, here's the interesting thing. I don't know how I feel about this, Scott, because those alerts are supposed to be loud so they get your attention.
Mm-hmm. And no matter what your phone volume is on, silent or not,
they come through full blast. You don't have the option to opt out of that sound. It comes through.
You can turn off the alerts altogether, but if the alerts are on your phone.
But you can't like sliding scale the decibels for the alerts. It's kind of like a severe weather alert or we have them here from time to time, the station test. Television stations do it.
EAS test.
We have the EAS. you know, they used to do it anyway back in the day on TV late at night, you know.
We still do it
this
here on
This is
KMZ.
A test. Yeah. Those tones, there's probably some rule written somewhere that those tones have to be a specific pitch, frequency.
Guarantee all of, it.
Guarantee that is codified somewhere for some dumb reason.
Yes.
Parents are now saying that tone that came through shattered their eardrum of their kid. And because of that, it is gross negligence and fraud.
Who are they suing? Does it say?
Apple.
They're suing Apple?
Wait, fraud?
I don't know why fraud, Sam.
Why are they suing Apple?
And to me, gross negligence, you would have to know, you know, that is like willful. We're going to do this willy-nilly. We want to shatter people's eardrums.
Yeah.
I think they're losing this one.
I don't know. The injury happened in May of 2020. The kid was 12, watching Netflix while wearing an AirPod connected to the phone in his right ear. So he didn't have them both in. He had one end. He's only lost hearing in one ear, thank God. The family says the Amber Alert came through and, quote, abruptly produced an ear-shattering sound that ruptured the initials BG's eardrum and damaged his inner ear. He does have permanent hearing loss, Scott, and tinnitus.
Hmm.
He also suffers from dizziness and needs to wear a hearing aid. God bless him.
576-7798. 576-7798. Somebody says on the text line, they're suing Apple because they're Apple AirPods. Okay. Apple didn't send out the warning.
Apple doesn't send out the warning, but it is their device, I guess. I don't know how I feel about this.
But Apple has to have that as an option on the phone, according to, I believe, state regulation.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's not federal regulations, yeah. And you can't sue the federal government.
And that's why the default is set in the on position for you to get those alerts, and you can choose to go in and turn them off.
576-7798, 576-7798. Get to your calls, your comments here in just a moment on Dana and Parks. I mean, I am weeding through government paperwork over here on just the EAS system.
Yeah. I started and then my eyes glassed over. I do know there are four types of alerts that consumers can legally get into their phones, okay? Four types of, like, disruption alerts, all right? Number one, an alert issued by the President of the United States. Number two, an alert involving imminent threat to safety or life.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the Hawaii alert that erroneously went out that said there was a volcano erupting. Remember that? Number three, Amber Alerts about missing children.
That was a Russian missile or North Korean missile or something.
That's right. And number four, alerts conveying recommendation for saving lives and property. So that would be your tornado alert. I don't know how that's different. Involving imminent threats to safety or life might be act. Oh, here it is. Like at your college or high school, that would be the active
shooter drill
or alert. So only four. President, imminent threat to your life or safety, Amber Alerts, which is what we're talking about, and alerts conveying recommendation for saving lives and property, which is your tornado.
And I want to be clear, we participate, I think we're required to, but we do participate in the EAS system. We're the flagship in this building for EAS, and we agree with the whole idea of it. I mean, it is a necessary tool.
Absolutely it is.
For the government or other needed agents, well, they would all be government, I presume, to get in touch with people to let you know, hey, we got a problem. That's basically what it is. We got a big problem. Let's go to Kyle in Overland Park. Kyle, hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're doing well.
Hi. Good. What do you think about this shattered eardrum?
Well, so a couple things. I think you guys are on target as far as it's a government. The EAS is a government program. I think it's regulated, correct me if I'm wrong, by the FCC.
It is.
So, you know, suing the FCC is probably not going to be successful. But Apple's got the money. Apple has the deep pockets. Apple will probably settle. So there's why they're targeting Apple.
Well, and there was an injury, Kyle. And we're going to put you on hold. Right. You got a bunch of feedback coming in. Sorry, buddy. There was an injury. He did shatter the eardrum. Now has to use a hearing aid.
That's uncool.
There are other reports of people complaining about this, I guess, dating back to 2019 or something like that. I think they're going to win this. And I don't think it's going to be millions and millions of dollars, but I think they're going to win.
Why not remove it from the AirPod system? Why does it have to come in on your AirPod?
Because I see what they're doing here, Scott. It either comes in or it doesn't come in.
Right.
They want to cast a wide net as possible. You know, let's say with a tornado alert, you want it, as many people to know that as possible.
But with tornado alerts also come tornado sirens.
That not everyone can hear when they're inside their home.
True. I understand that point as well. That's a fair point.
You're saying why not take it out of the iPod? Well, then you have a jogger who is jogging by and sees a missing person and doesn't realize it because the alert's not coming into their earbud. You have the opposite problem. Why had my earbuds in? I don't get the alerts on my earbuds.
Then why not lower the damn volume? I mean, I get it that the point is to get your attention. We do not control the volume of the EAS test when we air it here on KMBZ. And we have to do tests from time to time. We do not control the volume at which it comes in. But if you're in your car, you do control the volume of your radio. That's why I don't understand. If it's coming into your AirPod, why does it come in at a booming volume much higher than what you may have your AirPod set on?
Well, and it's not just that. If it's on your phone, it's not in your ear canal the way the AirPod
right.
is. That's where the injury comes in because that
exactly
thing's jammed
right.
down there.
576-7798. Mike in Topeka, Ann in Kansas City, and the others. You guys all hang tight. We'll get with everybody here in just a moment. 576-7798. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
If you missed it in the first hour of the program today, the Independence Bridge remains undefeated. However, she took a beating today, and there has been at least a little damage to the Independence Avenue Bridge, courtesy of a City of Lawrence dump truck that hit the bridge right before we went on the air today. You can find that entire discussion in the 2 o'clock hour on the podcast. And you can find the podcast at KMBZ.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We're talking about a lawsuit that Dana has stumbled upon where the family of a boy is suing Apple, claiming that one of his eardrums was burst after he had his AirPods in and an EAS test went through the AirPod at a very high volume, even though the volume that he had set the AirPods at was relatively low. Those come in at a set volume. Is that correct? Is that the way I understand it?
I was trying to look up the specific decibel number. The FCC playbook on this reads like a phone book.
Yes.
I know for a fact there has to be a certain decibel level to it. They're not just going to let people decide willy-nilly what to put that at.
Right.
Which is why I'm torn.
But why would they
it's,
not?
The alert is the government. It's the mechanism that Apple has that...
But if you were to... Here's what I don't like is that... You can't lower the, it doesn't come in at the volume on your AirPod that you have it set at, because if you're in your car or at home listening on the radio, when we broadcast an EAS, you have the choice of leaving the volume right where it is, turning it up. This is important information. I need to know what they're going to say. Or quite frankly, and I don't necessarily recommend this, you have the option to turn the radio down when an EAS test comes through.
We have a limiter, though. So everything that goes over the airwaves only comes through at a certain decibel point. So even if we have it at max volume, it's not going to override the volume on your system.
Correct.
Whereas when it comes through the phone, I'm not sure what volume it plays at, but it sounds like the max volume.
576-7798. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm actually glad that you touched on the volume level in the earbuds itself, and this is where I think these folks have a leg to stand on in this lawsuit, is that there are other manufacturers of earbuds that have automatic volume leveling, and it's marketed as a sound quality thing so that, you know, when you're watching TV or listening to music, you know, you can count on that volume level staying consistent throughout. So if you get a TV commercial or, you know, whatever break in your entertainment, you don't have to worry about fluctuations in volume. But that also serves as a safety feature that's built in, because if it exceeds too high, it automatically brings that volume level back down so that this sort of thing doesn't happen. So, you know, I think that, you know, if they stand on that to say, hey, why don't these have this built-in safety feature to prevent this very thing from happening, you know, and if Apple is unable to, you know, explain that or say, yes, it's there, but it was malfunctioning or whatever, then, yeah, I think they have a great lawsuit. And then the other thing, I can't speak to iPhone, but I know for Android phones, you can actually adjust the volume. It has to be done through The problem with the developer menu, though, is it's buried in the settings, and it's invisible unless you unlock it. And obviously, not everyone knows how to do that. So, yeah, I mean, it can be adjusted, but you have to know how to do it. And as far as the earbuds themselves go, there are ones on the market that don't have this issue. So I think Apple is liable.
Mike, do appreciate the call, man.
He's right. The technology 100% exists to do this. I mean, there's no question.
To lower it.
If the technology exists to shut it off, the technology exists to lower it.
The problem is you're dealing with, in this case, a kid or his parents who may not know how. Now, you could argue, well, that's your fault. Should have read the owner's manual.
Yeah, but have you ever tried to find something deep in your phone settings? I mean, I looked at Chris the other day and I go, my phone doesn't work. I need a new one. I said, it doesn't work. And he said, what do you mean? And we were driving. And I said, anytime I needed directions, it just swirls and swirls and swirls. And then I have to pull over, stop, figure out where I'm going. You know, I'm not a map reader. He looks at it, pushes one button in settings, and goes, your cellular data was turned off. And I go,
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what that means.
And he
handed it back to me and said, there you go.
I've lost count how many times I've handed my phone either to Sam or to Kelly.
Please fix this.
And just said, I don't know why it's
just
doing this.
Directions on my phone.
That's right. Well, you've turned off the optometrist, and if you turn the optometrist back on,
you say the optometrist.
Scott, the power button is on the right side.
We all have a tiny little optometrist in our phone.
The didymeter is not activated. Ann in Kansas City, hello.
All right. So what I told Sam that I was going to say has been completely voided out by new information that I've been listening to. But I want to let you guys know. I've had plenty of time. I've come up with a solution to this problem. I, too, do not know how to work my phone, so I would never be able to find this setting. But what they could do is they could, prior to the announcement, they could say, please stand by for a warning or a broadcast, and they could put that at a regular level. And if you're listening at a regular level, you'll hear it. But then they can make the next broadcast at a higher level. So if you miss the first one, you've heard the second one, but there would be nobody who's caught off guard and have a burst eardrum.
Oh, there's a great idea.
Well, now, wait a minute.
The first one's like a tester. Beep, beep. Beep, beep.
But, Sam, am I not mistaken? There is a vocal warning before the EAS test goes.
It
doesn't say this is a test, or does that follow?
No, and not with Amber Alert either. With Amber Alert, you're just driving and it goes, brah!
So the EAS test, it does the first three beeps,
okay,
and then the three long beeps, and then this is a test of the emergency alert system.
Right, that's right.
But when it comes to Amber Alert on your phone, no, it's just the screeching, whatever Dana just did, over and over again.
The fax machine sound.
Yeah.
Okay. David in Lenexa. David, hello.
Hi, yeah. I had another solution to be to embed a signal in the emergency alert signal.
Okay.
The phone could detect.
Okay.
And the phone could also be programmed to, when that signal comes through, check to see if your beds are being used. And if they are, then it would lower the volume.
Are you wrestling somebody right now?
No, I'm driving.
Oh.
Are you driving while you're wrestling?
No. But that way you could still have the loud volume for using earbuds, and you could have the reduced volume for people that are using earbuds.
Well, David, I appreciate that input. I will just simply say, whoever you're wrestling, I hope you win.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, partner. Jeremy in Overland Park. Jeremy, hello.
Hey, guys. Happy afternoon. Good afternoon. So I'm actually listening to you guys on my AirPods in my truck right now because I don't listen through the radio.
Oh, you sound good.
So if you call me, if someone calls me and I'm listening to music on my phone or listening to a podcast and I like hit the volume button on my phone, it will stop ringing, but it will let me listen to what I'm listening to in the background. So there's technology already in an Apple device to limit it. Also, if someone were to call me and I'm listening to something on my phone and I'm in my car, my car and my phone know they're connected, and it turns down my air so that I can hear better. So between my phone and my truck, it can tell me, hey, you're getting a call, I'll turn my air down when I answer the phone. It'll also turn it down when someone called me, but I want to keep listening because I don't want to answer the phone. I can ignore it instead of hitting the don't view button. I can just say, yep, I see you're calling me, but I'm not going to answer it. And it will play what I'm listening. I can listen to what I'm playing at a quieter level.
Okay. You know way more about your phone than I do, because nothing annoys me more than when I'm in the shower and I'm rocking out to music and then someone calls me and the phone will literally let that thing ring 6 times, wiping out my entire song. And I'm not getting out of the shower to answer your call.
Wait, no. Why do you have AirPods on in the shower?
I don't, but like I have it through my
Just your speaker
in the bathroom. Like I've got a little speaker in there. And every single time I go into the shower, everyone in my database decides to call me. But what he's saying is there's a way to override that. I don't want to do that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because see,
like I'll be rocking out to Def Leppard.
Oh.
Yeah, pour some sugar on me.
Really?
And then it will stop and go. And it's usually spam.
Yes, it is.
And you have to wait the entire thing, and then it will stop, and then Def Leppard will come back. But now my shower's over, and I'm in a mood.
That's what happened today. That's what happened.
I don't think that's what happened.
I just need someone to follow me around with my phone.
Is there any way to turn that off, Sam?
What's that?
The ring. So she can listen to her Def Leppard in peace and quiet without being disturbed by somebody from Reno, Nevada, who's really
always
not in Reno, Nevada.
I would have to play around with the phone, but I'm sure I could figure it out.
Yeah.
Reno and KCK.
Yes.
I'm like, no, I'm not answering the phone. If anyone knows me and actually ever has an emergency in KCK, I ain't answering and I ain't coming to help. Because I am so certain it is spam, because every single spam call comes in as KCK.
Okay.
It could be the mayor.
Maybe he has a car to sell.
Extended car warranty.
Yes, 576-7798. Quick break. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott here on KMBZ. Story here out of New York, where Christian Cooper, the avid bird watcher at the center of the 2020 Central Park Karen fiasco, has scored himself a TV gig at National Geographic.
Good.
Christian Cooper, 59 years old, will host a series for the Nature Channel called Extraordinary Birder. Okay. He's the dogs hump all the time guy.
No.
Isn't he?
No, that's not the same guy.
I thought that was him.
Dogs hump all the time is dog humping Debbie.
Oh, that's right.
What happened with him, this is the woman who picked up her dog like by the collar and the neck and was trying to what was her name? Kim something. Why does Kim come to mind?
Well, they called her Central Park Karen.
Okay. She was accusing him of being aggressive toward her while she approached him to yell at him.
Right.
About
and then she said,
watching.
I'm calling police. And he's like, and to his credit, he was the one that said when it all blew up online that he did not want her charged. He didn't want her life ruined.
That's right.
Can't we all just get along?
They're the dogs hump each other every day.
That's not
and
him.
And I took
not,
him off the...
that's not him.
He's the bird watcher, who I think is also a professor, isn't he?
He is. Well, he's a Harvard University grad.
At Harvard, yes. He is a good guy, and if anyone deserves a TV show, it is that man.
Okay.
But what is a bird watching show gonna
Sam,
entail?
Sam, you would be surprised. We have a bird
just
store
a nice
near
monotone.
Where I live.
Like, what's his face?
We're
the
now
painter?
Watching.
There's the warbler.
I'm telling you, there is an entire community.
And if you look to your right, you'll see a tufted titmouse.
Please find the clip of that guy who called in a bird sanctuary. Can we please find that clip?
You look to your right, you'll find a tufted titmouse.
Do you not remember the number of people who called and wrote in to fighting over the types of birds that were in the background of that man's phone call? And I believe we were talking about Ukraine at the time.
We were discussing,
had to stop the call.
Because the bird in the background was so unbelievably distracting that I couldn't focus. I mean, he could have said,
Where are you?
He was in Baldwin City. Said he was outside watching birds.
There
is an avid bird watching
this
community
store by where I live. Remember, you promised me you were going to buy me a bluebird house, and then like 4 years later, you did.
I thought you wanted a blackbird house.
No, they're bluebirds.
Okay.
And so I have two bird houses: one in my backyard that's never been occupied, and one in my front yard that is now occupied. I don't know if they're bluebirds or other. I don't know. There's birds in there. And I went in to this bird store. After 20 years of driving by going, who the heck goes in there? Like, who goes into the bird store? Who is it? And then all of a sudden, I've got this birdhouse, and I'm like, well, I need me some worms. Going to the bird store. And they could not have been lovelier.
Ooh.
They have live cameras in there of, like, actual birds hatching, like, eaglets. Like, live forest cams.
Oh, there's a robin. That's what it sounds like when they get excited.
Oh. Oh my! Have you
is
seen
that a blue jay?
Have you seen an oriole lately? Because they are stunning. And I had a friend of mine post the other day. I waited long enough. I put in this certain type of feeder, and now here's an oriole.
Are orioles and robins the same bird?
No, orioles are stunning. They're like crazy bright yellow or orange. You know them when you see them. It's an oriole.
The only thing I know about the orioles is they play baseball in Baltimore.
Oh God. It is a vibrant community.
I wouldn't know an oriole if it was poking my eye out with its beak.
It's peaceful.
The oriole?
No, to watch
birds.
Yes. I don't know what it is. I think it's peaceful.
Okay. When I was in South Carolina, we saw two hawks that were like husband and wife.
Yes.
Go into a tizzy when some big crow, I'm not kidding you, these hawks had a nest or something up in this giant tree in Joe's front yard, and a crow or some big black bird had flown into their nest and was like killing their eggs and like eating their eggs. And the sound of a distressed hawk, like angry.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's caw, 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 but they are, I mean, we were listening as these hawks were circling over this nest, horribly distressed. That this other bird was eating their eggs. It is
let me just
like
tell
nothing
you
you've ever heard.
Some of the websites for bird enthusiast perusing. KCBirdWalks.com.
Oh, so you go on a walk?
Alltrails.com.
All trails.
You can get your information at burrows.org.
Get some exercise.
TravelKS.com. Kansas Birding for Beginners. Because there are beginner bird watchers, and then there are advanced bird watchers.
Of course there are.
And I'm estimated 50 million Americans enjoy bird watching, Scott.
Well, I enjoy bird watching. Am I counted on that list?
No.
I mean, like
actually
to look at
going
bird.
Out and... I really enjoy bird watching. I speak to them, and they speak back.
Well, of course, you speak their language. like when they say 50 million Americans enjoy bird, I enjoy looking at birds.
That's not bird watching.
That you're telling me that one in six Americans yes. are avid bird watchers. Baloney.
The National Audubon Society rates the state of Kansas third in the nation for bird species diversity.
Okay, we have a lot of different birds. Okay.
Kansas also offers ample public birding spots.
Okay. I'm not buying what you're selling, that one in six Americans are avid bird watchers. No way.
Just like one in six Americans are avid golfers.
Yeah.
You can do both at the same time.
Well, yes. And the commentary sounds exactly the same.
As we come over the third green.
Levi spotted a titmouse.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.